Kribos and Hopeful is good. Today's daf is Nozer Daf Yud Zion, and we're here on Tes Zion Amud Beis at the bottom, about 5 lines up, Esve, so 6 lines up, I guess. All right, we had a Machogas again. If you remember the end yesterday, we had the Mishnah, and then we had a Machogas Rabbi Yochanan, right, and Reish Lakish, as to whether someone takes a nether of Nazirus while he's in the basic Kvaros, right? Again, that obviously he's not allowed to become Tameh when he's a Nazir. But let's say he's already Tameh. I mean, he's in the basic Kvaros, and he says, I want to be a Nazir. So Rabbi Yochanan said that the Nazirus is Chal, and what that means is that he had these other two Isurim to cut his hair and drink wine. Right? That takes place right away. And the Isur to become Tameh, well, that doesn't kick in right away, but it does kick in after he becomes Tahor, and then right, goes through the whole Tahara process. A week later, the Nazirus is Chal, right, without anything else. Reish Lakish has said, no, the Nazirus is not Chal, and there needs to be another reaffirmation right afterwards, after the fact, to say that he does want to be a Nazir, is to kind of reconvene the Nazirus right after he gets out. So Gemara is, again, Reish Lakish, Reish Yochanan had one Kashim Reish Lakish, we're going to have another one, right, eventually we're going to get to Tziyufta and Reish Lakish, but let's go back and forth with the Kashis. Esvei Reish Yochanan asked the following Shaila on Reish Lakish. Mishaya Tamei V'Nazir, if a guy was Tamei and he decided to become a Nazir, right, he swore to take a Nazirus. Asher L'Galech V'Lishtos Yayin V'Latamei L'Mesim. He's not allowed to do the three things, right, that are Shaykh to a Nazir. He's not allowed to take a haircut, not allowed to drink wine. He's not allowed to become Tamei Mesim. V'im Gilach V'Shasa Yayin V'Nitzma L'Mesim. And if he did those things, then Ariza Sofik Zarabayim, he gets Malkus. So Iyamart, so yeah, the question is, seems to be pretty straightforward. Iyamart, Im Amris Bishlama Chayla, if you tell me that the Nazirus is Chal, so Hayna Taim Ad Sofik Zarabayim. So that's why he gets Malkus. Right? Ela Iyamart Lo Chayla, but if you tell me that if the guy is Tamei and he takes the Nazirus is not Chal, so my Sofik Zarabayim, why is he getting Malkus? Say back to it must be in Echinami. It must be, says Rabbi Yochanan, in the case where the guy went out of the basic Kvaros, right? He waited his 7 days to become Tahor, became Tahor, then he went back in. And at that point, right, then he would get Malkus. Esve, Rabbi Yochanan asked another kasha. Ein bein tamei shenazar, lenazir tahor shenitma. There's no difference. The only difference, as we'll see in a second, the only difference between a Nazir who was Tahor and became Tameh, as opposed to a Nazir who took his Nazirus when he was Tameh, he decided to become a Nazir when he was already Tameh. The only difference between those two, Ela Tameh Shen Nazir Shvi Shalo Ololo Min Aminyan. How do you start counting the Nazirus? The guy who was Tameh, right, the guy who was Tameh, right, who took his nether of Nazirus when he was already Tameh, his seventh day, right, the seventh day Tahara process, on his seventh day, that starts already in counting his Nazirus, right? He starts counting his 30 days from then. And the reason is, as Rosh and the Rishonim explain, is that because he's not going to bring his korban the next day. Normally, right, if a Nazir became Tameh, if he was, assuming he was Tahor, right? A Nazir became Tameh, he's going to have to go through this Tahara process, and on the eighth day, right, he brings Korbanos and he shaves his head, etc. So this guy, though, who took his Neder when he was already Tameh, he doesn't have to bring those Korbanos on the eighth day, therefore he can already start counting, right, his Nazirus from the seventh day, because that's the right mixed Yom Kikula already, finishes up his, he becomes Tahor, finishes up the whole process, and then he can start counting his Nazirus. V'nazir tahor shenitma ein shvi shelo olam min aminyan. And again, a nazir who was tahor and then became tameh, right, his seventh day is not when he starts counting again, right, again, because becoming tameh, right, messes up your nazirus and you have to start counting again. So that's, he doesn't start from the seventh day, he starts from the eighth day. And the question is, again, on Rabbi on Reish Lakish, if you tell me that a guy who's tameh takes his nether of nazirus, and it's not chal, like you say, it doesn't go into effect, Reish Lakish, without an extra declaration later on. Am I olam min aminyan? Well, why would you start counting his nazirs on the seventh day? That doesn't work. That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara does not answer that, and therefore revises the machlokas. Amar Barbar Ravashi, you're right. Mechal kol yamalo pligi dechayla. Really, the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is not that whether the Nazirus is Chal. Really, everybody agrees that the guy who's Tameh, who took a nether of Nazirus, right, it is Chal, it goes into effect. Eliki Pligi, the Milki. The Malka, the only Shaila is whether the guy gets Malkus. Well, the guy gets malchus, right, for tome, for becoming, for being tome. Right, again, obviously, he has to have, as Tosus points out over here, right, he has to have some sort of hasra, he has to have some sort of warning, right? You can't ever get malchus or punishment in Beis Din without warning, edim and hasra. So he has to say, oh, someone has to say to him, you know, as we'll see in a second, the Gemara is going to ask what the case is. But the machlokas is, right, whether the guy gets malchus. Rabbi Yochanan Savar came from the chayli loki, Rabbi Shlokish Savar, lo loki, vechayla. Right, both of them hold it that Nazir is chal, but the machlokas simply is whether he gets malchus or not. Rabbi Shlokish says he does not, and Rabbi Yochanan says that he does. Esri Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokish. Now we're going to go through basically all the kashas that we brought before. We're going to ask again. In a slightly different vein. Rabbi Yochanan has fallen on the Rishlagish Misha, and those are who basic kvaros a guy, again, our Mishnah, guy took a nether of Nazirus when he's in the basic kvaros and in the cemetery. Afilu haya sham shloshim yom, ain olam en aminyan. Even if he's there for 30 days, they don't start counting of his Nazirus. Veinu may be korban tuma, right? And he doesn't bring a korban for his tuma, right? As we said before, right? It's the top of the daf that only a Nazir who's tahor and becomes tame brings this korban, not a Nazir who started out tame. As the Gemara does, so Rabbi Yochanan darshins, korban tuma hu dulamaisi ha milki loki aleo. Right? It's really, again, what the implication of the Mishnah is that he's not going to bring the korban tuma, but he will get malchus for it, right? The Mishnah doesn't mention it, so it must be that he does get malchus. So Rish Lakish would say back to him, no, but in Hudo Lisni, in Aloka. Really, the Mishnah should have said he doesn't get malchus. Why doesn't it mention it? Mishum de Gaboy the Misni Seifa, right? Yatsavin Echnas Olo Minaminyan, Umevi Korban Tuma, right? Since you just wanted to have congruent language with the Seifa, therefore Tanarisha in Umevi Korban with Tuma, right? The Mishnah didn't mention malchus because we're trying to bring out the point. In the Seifa, that if he went out and went in again, then he would bring the korban. But again, we're not necessarily talking about the malchus. Okay, so don't make that diuk. Tashma bring another proof that we brought before. Ein bein tamei shenazer the nazir tahor shenitma. There's the only difference between a guy who started out tamei and a guy who was tahor and then became tamei. Right again to nazirim. Right ela shetame shenazar. Right, rather, it's the guy who started out tame and took another of nazirus. Shvi shalo olalo min aminyan. But nazir tahor shenitma ain shvi shalo olam min aminyan. Right, do we start counting from the seventh day or not? Right, for the guy who started out tame, so then you will start counting his nazirus from the seventh day, and the guy who was tahor and became tame, you start counting the next day. I bought hal malchus ev as a shavin, but again, since we don't mention malchus, apparently both of them get malchus. That proves Rabbi Yochanan's shita. So Malay Rish Lakish would say to him, "Lo, not really true. The Tiglacha Zev is a shoving. They both have to get the haircut. Avala Inyan Malchus, my Zeloka Zeinoloka. Really, no, you can't make that implication. Wait, don't make that implication. That they'll go both get a haircut, but they're not going to necessarily both get Malchus. Like I hold, says Rish Lakish, that the guy doesn't get Malchus. If he started out Tommy. The Gemara says, okay, but listen, so if that's true, so then you should probably say that. Right? I mean, if that's true, Mishnah should mention that distinction. The Gemara says, yeah, but Takante Kamari Bikulkululu Kamari. Yeah, well, in Echanami, the Bryce is just talking about Takante, meaning things that the guy has to do as on par with his Nazirus. The Bryce is not talking about things that he would have to do if he messes up his Nazirus. Okay, fine. Tashman of the Brysa, Misha Hayat Tami bin Nazir, Osir Lagalech, Lushusayin, Vim Gileach, Rushusayin, Nimitim, the Mason Marais, Sophis, Araboim. Right, this Brysa finally is it to Yuvton Rish Lagash. Why? Because what did we bring before? This is what we said before. The guy who said he started out Tami, right, and he says not allowed to take a haircut or drink wine and become Tami, right, and if he did, so then he gets Malchus. That's against Rish Lagash. And that we quoted before, right, that we quoted at the top. Well, how do we answer? We said it must be a case where the guy went in and went out. Right, so over here, we're saying that no, Rish Lakish doesn't hold. Right, we're not, the Machlokas is not by whether the Nazirus is Chal. The Machlokas is just whether he gets Malchus or not. Right? Even Rish Lakish holds right, that the Nazirus is Chal. So going in and going out doesn't help us. Right, that's not so therefore, this Brisa, right, is against Rish Lakish, very, very, very straightforward. And therefore, we contradict Rish Lakish's Shita, right, for Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, that there is obviously Malchus for that situation. Okay, fine. Boy, Rava asked the following Shaila, switching gears a little bit, not entirely, but a little bit. Nozer vu bezekvaros mahu boy shia le Malchus. Olo. Again, if you tell me that if a Nazir who is in the Beis HaKvaros, right, takes a Nazirus in his Beis HaKvaros, how, or he's a nozir stam, and he's in the basic photos, how long does he have to be there? Right, the halakha of shahira is like this, is that if someone's not, obviously, if he's tamei, he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say he was in the Beis HaMikdash and became tamei. So then, this is a din called shahira, that if he waited the amount of time it takes to bow down, so then he violates the Yisr. Meaning, basically, long story short, if he finds out he's tamei the Beis HaMikdash, he has to run out. The question is, if this concept of shahira, meaning he has to wait for a few seconds there in the Beis HaMikdash to violate the Yisr, right? Does that apply to a nazir in the basic kfaros as well? Right? Is it only by the Beis HaMikdash, or also in a similar case where the nazir, right, again, he started out or he found out he became tamei the Beis HaKvaros, right? Is that also similar halachas? So the Gemara says, "Hei chidami, what's going on over here? What exactly, right, is the case?" Ilema d'amri lo tinzor, lo tinzor, right? So lama d'shehia. So if the case is where the guy says, "Hey, you're in a Beis HaKvaros, don't say you're going to be a nazir, right? Don't take a neder of nazirus." So, well, I mean, shahia, you don't need the shahia. You don't need him to delay because you have two aidim warning him not to do it, and he does it. So, okay, so there you go. Then you just violated neder nazirus, right? You should get malchus. Right? So, nazir my time because nazir my time alabay shahia to kamashribe. Because why does a nazir not need shahia? Because there's a warning over there. So, chanami kamashribe. So, too, over here. Meaning, why does a nazir that goes, meaning the nazir that goes into a basic faros, not need shahia? Right, again, if a nazir goes into the basic kfaros, he doesn't have to wait there. He's automatically chayav malchus. Why? Because they're saying, "Don't go into the basic kfaros. You're a nazir, or you're going to become tamei." So here's the same situation. The guy's in the basic kfaros. Guy said, "They say don't become a nazir," and the guy does it anyway. So there he goes. So then he gets malchus. Like he has edim and asura, and he messed up. But so maybe over here, right? They're giving him a warning, right? So meaning that can't be the case, because it's obviously if they're Edom and Asra, he's going to get Malchus. Ella rather, Kigon, Shenichnas, Beshida, Tiv, Umigdal, Rubach, Averu, Paralov, Maziva. Right? For whatever reason, the guy was in a box, was in some sort of carriage or some sort of kind of carrying compartment, and a guy came and just literally pulls a rug out from under his feet, right? He pulls out, you know, one of the things that stopped the tumah from going into the box, right? Is a coin. Heard some story about Kohanim who wanna go to Kivrei Tzadikim, right? If the guy at least has enough money or he's choshev enough, they'll carry him in a box. Because obviously he can't go to basic photos if you're a coin. So he wants to go to, you know, Kivrei Tzadikim. So he comes in with some sort of contraption that he doesn't, you know, he's not get the tumah. Okay, either way. But if they pull out the rug from underneath him, now it becomes tamei by accident. So what's the deal in that case? Like, ki gamirin shehir b'beis hamikdash. Right? Is the whole thing about shahia, about staying, right, when you become tamei in the Beis HaMikdash, is that only Beis HaMikdash and not outside the Beis HaMikdash? Or maybe, right, it's the same halacha over here, and maybe the guy could run out without violating the Isser and getting malchus. So then Gemara says, Teku, right, we are not going to answer that right now. Fine. Boy Ravashi. Ravashi has the following shayla. Nazir Ruba Basic Faros Ton Gilu Achalo. Right, if the guy again started out as when he was tamei already, and he took another of his ears in the basic kfaros, is he going to shave his head? Right, again, the standard for a nazir who is tahor and then becomes tamei, right, he says he has to wait though. It goes through the tahara process for seven days, right, and then brings korbanos and shaves his head on the eighth day. Or the shaving, I'm sorry, is on the seventh day, and the korbanos is on the eighth day. Sorry. Okay, either way. If the guy started his nazirus, I mean, that's it. That's if he became tamei, right, and that counteracted his nazirus when he was already tahor. Let's say he started out tamei, right? He took the nazirus, right, when he was already tamei. So does he have to take a shave his head or not? Right? Ki boi tiglachas tahor shenitma. Right? When we say you have to shave your head, is that only someone who's tahor who became tamei? It's going to be tamei nazirase, right? Because he's messing up his nazirus, right? That, and therefore, right, the shaving of the head is like, quote unquote, a punishment for it. Or aval tamei shenazir lo, or maybe to someone who started out tamei, maybe not. Or dilma, or maybe loshna, maybe there's no difference. So the Gemara says toshma. I'll bring you a proof. We're going to have a bunch of proofs. We're going to go. You know, this is going to take us on to Ahmed Aleph as well, and we're obviously not going to finish it today. And I'm probably not sure if I'll have time to give a shiur tomorrow, so you have to learn that on your own. But Toshma, let's bring a proof. One of the several proofs we're going to bring. Misha Nazir, who basic faros again. The three. This is basically the same right, the prices that we've been bringing. Right, guys took a nether of Nazirus in the Bezek Kvaros, and he's there for 30 days. He's the caretaker. So that don't count. If you know, maybe carbon toma doesn't bring a carbon, right? Carbon toma dulamaisi have agilu chayboy, right? Maybe, right? That, the price is very clear. He doesn't bring the carbon. Maybe he does have to shave his head. Skumar says, nah, ma tam kamar. No, the price really is giving the reason, right? The reason for ma tam, eno mevi korban toma, right? Mishun de lo boy geluche, right? What's the reason he doesn't bring the korban? Because, right, he doesn't have to shave his head, right? Those go hand in hand, right? It wasn't trying to be medayik that you bring the korban and you don't have to bring the korban, but you do have to shave your head. It's saying, no, you don't bring the korban because you don't shave your head. So that, you know, you may not, that may not prove anything. You could learn both ways. Toshma, I'll bring another proof. Right, ein bein tamei shenazir lenazir tarah shenitma. Again, we quoted this before. Ela tamei shenazir shvi shalo olam in a minyan venazir tarah shenitma ein shvi shalo olam in a minyan. Right, again, whether you start counting the nazir who became tamei from the seventh day or the eighth day. Right, if he was tahor, became tamei, you start counting from the eighth day. If he was tamei already, you start counting from the seventh day. My love, how the tglachas evzav shavan. Again, the Mishnah doesn't, the Brisa doesn't mention shaving, so apparently they both shave their heads. He says, no, Malchus Zevizah Shavin, right? Both of them are just, they're equal for Malchus, right? But not for hair cuttings, right? I have all Tiglechas, my. I have Zemagalech, Zemagalech. So apparently the implication is that the guy who became Tameh shaves his head, and the guy who started out Tameh does not. So listen, they should have said, should have mentioned, right, that detail. Skomai says, Tana Shvi Shalom Kolmili. Skomai says, no, we're talking about the seventh day and everything that's Shaykh to the seventh day. I mean, talking about the giluach, right, and the korbanos the next day. That basically, right, it's the same idea. Meaning, and it's explaining that if the person is gonna shave his head, right, again, same as we said before, right, if the guy was started out tamei, right, and took his nazirus, so then when he's metaher the seventh day, right, he's starting, right, his nazirus at that day. He doesn't need, right, the korbanos. He doesn't need to shave his head. The nazir who became tamei in the middle, right, he has to go the 7-day process to become tara, and he needs to shave his head and bring the korbanos. Right, like we said before, right, they go hand in hand. Right, not that you can make the diuk in terms of one way or another. Toshma, I'll bring another proof. Ein li el yemei tumaso she'ein olam min yaminyan. Right, yemei chiluto minayin. Okay, just take a step back. Right, we know, right, we know that the day when he's tamei, right, again, when the nazir becomes tamei, right, that doesn't count. Right, guy says nazir shloshim yom becomes tamei smack in the middle, so he has to wait 7 days to become tahor. That does not count. Right, that's obviously you start counting again. Right, you can from the end of that, right? That obviously doesn't work. What's Yimei Chiluto? But what about his days when he's a Metzora, right? How do you know that his days when he's a Metzora, the person becomes a Metzora in the middle, right? It's also, he becomes Tame, but it's a Tsaras thing. How do you know that that counts, or that does not count? So the Gemara says, right? Ma Vidinu, right? It's logic. Ma Yimei Tum Asu Megaleach Mevi Korvan, just like on the day when he's Tame, right, again, Nazir becomes Tamei, right? So he waits 7 days, right? Shaves his head, brings that korban. Right, so too, again, a Metzora also has to do the similar kind of thing, right? He shaves his head, right? Brings korbanos. And so those two are the same. So therefore, the same halacha should apply, right? Regardless of whether he's tamei or whether he's a metzora, right? In terms of counting, right, out his, and whether that impacts, right, the days of Naziris, and therefore it should not count towards his 30 days. So Gemara says, not exactly parallel, because lo imamarta v'imei tumaso shekin v'vatal behen ez hakodmin l'fichachein olam min haminyan. The difference is, because when the guy is tahor, and the nazir becomes tameh, that cancels out, right, his original, right, count, right? If he took a 30-day nazirus and became tameh on day 20, so he has to start it with another nazirus of 30. He can't just count the end, right, the 10 last ones. Problem is, tomar v'imei chiluto sheinu v'vatal ez hakodmin. But the problem is that if a guy became a Metzora in the middle, right, that does not cancel out, right, his previous 20 days. So the figure called him Lomina Minyan. So maybe they should count, right, towards, right, the Nazirus. So the Gemara says, Amarta, no, you could say, Several, you could say differently. Uman knows your bekever shesaro roy letiglachas in olam in a minyan. Just like a nazir, and this is going to be the point that we need, but just like a nazir who started his nazirus in the basic kvaros, and his hair is able to be shaved, but it doesn't count, meaning it doesn't count towards his nazirus, he starts after it becomes taur. In the days when he's a metzora, when he's not allowed to shave his head, right? I mean, he can't shave his head for nazirus. Well, culture can in olam in a minyan, right? Certainly, again, like theoretically, if his nazirus would end in the middle of his tzarasness, So then he couldn't shave his head because he's not allowed to do that. So certainly, right, as opposed to when he could shave his head, right, again, when he was in a basic kvaros. So certainly, Shaino Olam and Dominion, right, if the days where he spent in the basic kvaros don't count, so too, certainly the days when he is a Metzorah shouldn't count. Right, and again, my lav glachas toma, aren't we talking about, right, shaving your head, right, for tumah, right? Assuming, what are we talking about? We're talking about the shaving that happens after the guy becomes tahor, right, from being in the basic kvaros. So the guy who started his nazirus in the basic kvaros clearly has to shave his head. So the Gemara says, right, so clearly, yeah, that was Rav Ashi Shaila, right? What was Rav Ashi Shaila? Right, he said someone who starts out his nazirus in the basic kvaros, right, does he have to shave his head after the tahara process? So clearly, that price is talking about, right? That's the connection that it's making, right? That it said that he has to shave his head after he starts his nazirus in the basic kvaros. So that seems to answer the question. So Gemara says, no, actually, the price wasn't talking about the haircut that he takes after. Right, he finishes becoming tahor, but tiglachas tahara. What he was referring to was the haircut he takes at the end of the nazirus. I kind of jumped the gun and explained it according to that way, but really the Gemara assumed originally he was talking about the haircut he has to take at the end of the 7 days after he becomes tahor. Now we assume, again, the Gemara assumes that the Braisa was talking about the haircut that he takes at the end of his nazirus period, right, at the end of the 30 days. And it makes a lot of sense, because these all go to have to glachas tumah, because if he was talking about the haircut that he has to take after the end of 7 days, after he comes out of the basic kvaros, he may chiluto milo by tiglachas. Well, he also has to shave his head after the 7 days of tzaras. I mean, and that's a haircut, right, for tumah. So the Gemara says, not exactly. Right? It could also, in a Konami, it's not a great answer. It could also be talking about the haircut that he would take after of his tumah. Because lachas dinazirus katani, that really is talking about, the Bryce is talking about the haircut for nazirus, right? It's not necessarily talking about what's that answer? Okay, I'm not sure what that answer is. Hold on one second. I think the answer is that we can't learn either way from the Braisa. That the Braisa could be talking about the haircutting at the end of the nazirus, or could be talking about the haircut that he would get after he comes out of his kvaros 7 days later. But it's not talking about tzara. I mean, it's not talking about tzaras bichlal. It's just talking about nazirus in general. So you can't necessarily tell whether it's the haircut of a nazir after 7 days or a haircut of a nazir at the end of the 30 days. All right, I'm not sure. I have to just chazer that a little bit and kind of poke around over here in the Rush and the Mefarish. But either way, we'll leave it there. And have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.